Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In 1 Peter 2, turn to that one, please. 1 Peter 2. I'm moving too fast. You go to 1 Peter 2. I'm going to continue reading in Ephesians right here. Go to the 9th verse. You're going to 1 Peter 2, which is also verse 9. In Ephesians 5, 9, listen to this. For the fruit, the effect, the product of the light or the Spirit in every form of kindly goodness, uprightness of heart, and trueness of life. The light is the truth of God. The light is the rightness and justness of God, which is light. And the light is the goodness of God. When you're giving your witness, what are you going to be talking about? You're going to be talking about how right and fair, how true and real, how good and kind He is. And that's light. That's light. That is the fruit, the Scripture says, of the light. Involves the goodness of God. Now in 1 Peter 2 and 9, I know I'm giving you a lot, but if I break it down too much, this series will take 6 months. A lot of times things get in you, they're doing more in your heart than your head even knows. So just open yourself up and believe you receive it. And the bottom line on all this is you just keep saying, I'm light, I'm light, I'm light in the darkness. Remember Twinkle Twinkle, little star? Now I know who you are. Right? You're the little star. You are a chosen generation. You know who this is talking about? You are a royal priesthood. Somebody say, that's me, that's me, that's me. You are a royal nation. That's me. Now the word peculiar, that's a King James word. And I think some people have used that verse as an excuse to be weird. No. Another way of translating it is rare and precious. You are a chosen people, a rare and precious people. To do, what are we called to do? That you should what? That you should be witnesses unto me. That you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. What should you tell people that are in pitch darkness about? Tell them they don't have to live in the dark. Tell them about the light. Tell them about how God brought you out of darkness into light. Listen to other translations of this. The New Century says, you were chosen to tell about the wonderful acts of God who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. You're chosen to tell it. Easy to Read says, He chose you to tell about the wonderful things He has done. Isn't this what we've been talking about the whole time? Now, you may not be called to be a pastor or an evangelist or a missionary, but you are called to be a witness. And you are anointed. And God has chosen you. You're chosen to be light and to tell the wonderful things He has done. The message says it like this. Your God, He's chosen you to be a holy people, God instruments to do His work and to speak out for Him, to tell others. Somebody say, tell others. Tell others what? Testimony. What my church believes. No. Huh? No. Tell others what?
Your testimony.
Tell others of the night and day difference he made for you.
Amen.
From nothing to something. From rejected to accepted.
Amen.
Oh, that'll preach.
Amen.
I said, that'll preach.
Yeah.
To tell others what a night and day difference God has made in my life. How he brought me from nothing to something. How he took me from rejected to accepted. Oh, hallelujah. Come on now, you're not scared to tell somebody how God brought you from nothing to something. From rejected to accepted. No, you're not. God didn't give you the spirit of fear. But the spirit of power and of love and a sound mind so that you're bold. Hallelujah. To witness of what he has done for you. Say it out loud. I am a true witness. Of what the Lord has done for me. Are you happy about it?
Yes.
You know who's not happy about it? The devil definitely does not want you to get stirred up about this. He wants you to shut up. And keep it to yourself. And completely separate church and state and church and school and church and work and church and the park and church and the grocery store and church and your family reunion. Come on, are you listening? Why? Why? Because he wants to keep them in the dark. And you are a serious threat to that.
Yes.
Yeah, you. All you got to do is roll up and twinkle. And all the dark in the world can't stop light. Light is the most powerful thing we know of. All the life that's on this planet is because of the light. You never walked into a pitch dark room, flipped the light switch, and watched the darkness roll about halfway back. And then a following struggle between the light and the dark until one of them won. You never saw that, and you never will. Why? Because darkness cannot contend with light. Darkness can only exist in the absence of light. We're all lit up in here today. If the railroad track came right by here, you could take 300 railroad cars full of darkness. And you could pump every one of them into here. And you know what? You'd never know it. I said you'd never know it because the light is so much greater than the darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it, nor overtake it, nor defeat it. The only way the devil can keep his grip of darkness on the earth is when the light is not there.
Amen.
That's when light begins to manifest. That's why he starts screaming and hollering and pulling his hair and tearing his clothes. Go, shut it off, shut it off. Turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. Which ought to make you ought to get a little louder. Go, let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. I'm a living witness. He saved me. Yes, he did. I was there. You can't tell me he didn't. I was there.
Yep, yep, come on.
I was there. Oh, yeah. He healed me last week. Last week, he healed me. Nah. Yes, he did. You can't tell me he didn't heal me. I said he healed me.
Right.
You understand? I was there.
Right.
He did it for me.
Right. Come on.
Well, that's not true. That's not real. That's passed away. You can't tell me it's passed away. I said it happened to me.
Right.
That's like coming and saying, there's no more water in pools. No water in pools. And you're in there doing the backstroke. You say, hey, I'm wet. Don't tell me there's no water in the pool. I'm wet. Splash, splash. And this, my friend, is so powerful. The devil hates it. It vexes him. And anybody that'll yield to his influences, it vexes them. And that's why there is this continuous onslaught to shut us up. And shut us down. Oh, yeah, people like to act like they're tolerant. Yeah, you believe what you want to, but you can't bring that in here. God has chosen us. We're a chosen people, royal priest, a holy nation. We were chosen to tell. Somebody say, I was chosen to tell. The wonderful acts of God. The wonderful things He has done. He brought me out of darkness into His marvelous light. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. You know, I think y'all are getting this. I think we're getting this. Go with me to put up on the screen for us Acts 26:16. And I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians 4. For time's sake, we can move maybe a little bit quicker. You're going, turning to 2 Corinthians 4. We studied last time about how that Paul, that was a big part of his call. He was also a preacher and a teacher. But he was first and foremost a witness. And there were times that he just gave his testimony. He didn't preach a message. He just told about when he met God on the road to Damascus. You remember that? And he'd go into detail, and we got reason to believe he told that over and over again. And the Lord used it to shake kings. Remember? Felix, Festus, Agrippa. There were times when one of them said, he started shaking and said, you need to go. And when I have a convenient time, I'll call you back. He's under conviction. What's happening? That's not just because Paul, you know, sometimes people try to say Paul was such a great orator. Well, he was a learned man and could speak, but some people said his bodily presence was weak and contemptible. They didn't think much of him. No, what's going on here is beyond Paul, is beyond a man. He shared his testimony, and the Holy Spirit got up there in the throne with that guy.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Got up in the chair with him.
Yes.
Agrippa, while he was giving the same testimony about how he saw that light and heard that voice and saw Jesus and got saved and quit persecuting the church and started preaching and building the church, Agrippa said, almost, you persuaded me to be a Christian. Remember that? What's going on? Power. Power. That's why the devil is so vexed by it. Does he want the king to get saved? No. Does he want people to come out of his grip, out of darkness into light? No. And the only way he can stop it is to shut us up, to either shame us into silence or confuse us or shut us up any way that he can. But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.